Welcome back to another episode of High Value Dating, everyone. Today's episode is all about sex and the unfortunately over-sexualization of women in our society and how that has played into dating and how that has played into mate selection and also celibacy, like all of it. We're going to talk about all of it and more. So if that sounds interesting to you, keep listening and we will dive into it. Hey there, it's your girl, Nelly, matchmaker and dating coach. We talk about all things high value dating, how to meet your person, how to find love in today's dumpster fire dating economy, and also how to become a high value single, because as I always say, we don't attract what we want in life, we attract what we are. So if that sounds interesting to you, please make sure you follow and subscribe to this podcast, and I can't wait to take you along this journey. Welcome to the High Value Dating Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of High Value Dating, everyone. Today, we're going to be talking about something a little more risque, but actually something that you probably think about every day if you're a woman or a guy. And that's honestly, that's sex. Like the role that sex plays in dating. And here is a question that came in that I want to respond to, and then we're going to dive into it. So let's take a listen.
Okay. So, you know, I often hear from women that they are not dating right now, or I will ask someone out on a date and they will say to me, I'm not dating at the moment. In which case, if we're being honest, and I don't take it personally, you know, I'm a smart, successful guy. I'm pretty good looking, I think. And I say that in a humble way, but that's fine. I don't take it personally. But if you're not dating someone, I want to ask to them, well, are you celibate? Because if you're not dating someone, if you're not dating right now and you're not celibate, because we're all, let's be honest, human beings with needs, then what are you doing? Is there some other guy that you're just like casually hooking up with on the side and therefore your needs are met and then you're so that you're just like okay with that? Or I just get very confused when women say, I'm not dating at the moment. Because I don't know, but you like obviously, okay, but then are you just having like random hookups with people like at a bar at night? Is that more desirable? I'm like genuinely confused as to like what are you doing to satisfy physical needs if you're not currently dating at the moment? I would love insight on that.
Of course, a man asked that question, guys. but it's a fair question. And I think it's something that a lot of men actually think about when they meet a woman and they know that she's not seeing anyone. They might think, well, are you just not having sex? Like, are you totally celibate? And I know that this is something that a lot of dudes think about too, because I've been asked this question so many times by guys and I find it really inappropriate where it's like, when is the last time you had sex? I just think it's a really inappropriate question to ask people because your sex life is personal to you and you don't owe anyone an explanation on anything. If you want to be celibate, if you want to have a hookup buddy, if you are seeing someone and it's on the DL, like that's your business. But to answer the question, it could be true, right? She might not be dating. I think more likely the case is that sometimes that answer is a cop-out. It's a little bit of like a way to soften the blow of I'm not looking to date you. As opposed to I'm not looking to date right now. And that's a great thing because that is information that you can then take in stride. I personally think that if the right person walked into this woman's life or if the right woman walked into a guy's life, they would be very excited to date that person, right? If your dream person walked into your life right now, everything you want, you probably would not be giving that type of answer. And so it leads me to believe that she's not that into you. And again, I mean that with love because, again, that just shows that you're one step closer to meeting someone who really wants to date you. But let's talk about celibacy. Let's talk about sex. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I get a little uncomfortable talking about this type of topic because it's not that I'm a prude. It's more just like I don't think it's a classy subject matter. And I always kind of cringe when I hear people talking about something like sex in a public setting. I think it's a little bit taboo. I know. I know there's like a whole sex positive community. That's fine. That's just not really who I am. Like I don't know. It's just not something that I feel like super comfortable talking about But I am going to address it because it is relevant to dating, right? And I want to start by speaking to anyone right now who is celibate by choice, not by choice. You're allowed to not have that in your life right now if that's not what is currently in the cards for you. Like, if you haven't met someone who you are excited about getting frisky with, then I don't think there's anything wrong with waiting. And I know plenty of women, and I know men too, but I think it's really more women who fall into this because, and you can call me a traditionalist. I'm sure there are exceptions to the rule. I'm going to get into some of that too in this episode, but I think it's easier for women to go a long time without sex. I think men, on the other hand, often have a lot more sexual needs. It's my dad once told me, he's like, it's an exercise for men. It's a workout. They don't always, it doesn't have to be an emotional connection for guys. Men are wired, hardwired to spread their seed. Now, again, I know men who have gone through years of celibacy for religious purposes or whatever it might be. That is not the norm, in my opinion. I think most men have, especially if they have options and they have money, they are going to be having sex, okay, regularly. They're going to have some kind of sex life. It doesn't necessarily mean they're hooking up with women who they want a wife. Often it's not the case, right? A lot of the times they're hooking up with women who, they have like some kind of arrangement or understanding of like that's all it is, or it's more hit it and quit it. But as a woman, I don't think that should offend you. I have female friends who have expressed to me that like they don't like the idea of someone having a past. Again, we know that men are a lot more sexual than women are typically. Most men have more libido than women do. And so, like, I don't think that should be offensive. But if you're currently celibate because you haven't met someone that interests you, or you don't want to have casual sex because maybe you don't think it's safe, which it's not, in my opinion, or you're just in a stage in life where, like, you're kind of doing the solo season. That's okay. Like, you do not need to be having regular sex to be a normal person. Like, you're perfectly fine making your own choices. And just because other people are having casual sex doesn't mean you need to be. And again, I see this more with women. Like, I know women can go years without having sex. It's not necessarily like this isn't intended to be like a you have to live your life this way or you can't live your life that way. Like, I have friends who they have hookup buddies. They have someone who they know, and they're girls. They know they're never going to marry these men. And they're like, look, I just have my needs and I need to get them met. And I'm working on myself and I don't feel ready to meet my husband. So I have a hookup buddy. Okay. Like, that's your life and that's your decision. I always just say, like, if you're going to do that, you have to at least be safe about it. You don't owe anyone an explanation if you are choosing to be celibate. But I think going back to the point, if someone's telling you they're not dating right now, it's probably just that they're not interested in dating you. And if you are celibate, like, and you're holding out for the right person, I think that's great. I actually think that should be applauded more in society. Like, people should be not necessarily looked at as weird for not having an active sex life if they're waiting for the right person. I think that's a lot more special and meaningful. I think it's safer. But I know lots of women too who have casual hookups and casual relationships, and that's the season of life that they're in. And like, no judgment either on that front, as long as you're being safe about it. And for a lot of those women, they're like, I know that the man I'm hooking up with is not my husband because there are certain requirements that they have that he's never going to be able to live up to, whether it's religious or age or whatever it might be. And look, if that's an arrangement that you have and it's fun and it's safe, like go for it. You know, there's another school of thought too, which is that like life is short and it's exciting to have that passion. I think the risks of casual sex are a lot higher for women though than they are for men. Like think about STDs like HPV. HPV is only detectable in women. Men don't detect it, and it can lead to ovarian cancer. It can lead to a bunch of problems, pregnancy, right? Like there are a lot of risks that come with casual sex for women that simply don't come usually with the territory for men, which is why a lot more men, I think, have casual sex. Give yourself some grace. You're not a weirdo if you're not currently hooking up with someone. And if you do need to hook up with someone, I think it's personally, my suggestion, I think it's better to have one hookup buddy than like be as a woman, especially just hooking up with a bunch of people because it's just not as safe. And I just don't think it's also as fulfilling emotionally. Like, I think most women are unable to casually hook up with someone and not catch feelings. Now I know there are probably a bunch of ladies listening to this where it's like, yeah, actually I can do it and I can't catch feelings. Fine, but like men, I think have it a lot easier where they can just hook up with someone and not feel a damn thing like emotionally toward that person. Where I'm going with this is essentially that there's no right or wrong way to live your life. If you don't want to hook up with someone or you want to go months and months and months or years without having sex, okay. Like that's fine. You know, I had a client actually who told me she hadn't had sex in 6 years and she started dating this guy. She was feeling attracted to him and she wanted to do that. And she did. And like she was happy and good about it. Like it doesn't have to be always this big built up thing of like, he needs to be my husband. But I think you should trust the person that you're going to be intimate with. If you're going to do the most intimate thing with someone, you should, in my opinion, know what you're getting into. I don't think it's, I know it's awkward, but I don't think it's wrong to ask for an STD test. I don't think it's wrong to do your due diligence. I also don't think you have to rush into anything. No one needs to know your business. And if you want to be hooking up with people more casually, no one needs to know that either. Like you're allowed to have a private sex life. And if someone asks you or puts you on the spot, you're also allowed to not want to answer. Like you're allowed to be ambiguous about it. It's your personal and private life. Like, understand that whether you're celibate or whether you're not, you can do what you want to do. And just because other people are doing something different doesn't mean that that's what you need to do. I also know a lot of women who I've coached over the years who were insecure and needed the validation. And so they would have sex with a bunch of guys. And basically, they were, you know, acting like a hoe. Hate to say it that way. I know it's kind of degrading, but that's, you know, that's the truth. And they recognize that within themselves. And the thing I always pointed out to them is, if you need that validation from someone else so much that you're willing to, you know, increase your body count for them without any level of commitment or attachment, then I think that's a sign that you have things you need to work on within yourself. Unfortunately, the way society works is the more men hook up with women, the more they're the man, right? The more desirable they are as a partner. And the fewer bodies that a woman has hooked up with, right? The lower her body count is, the more desirable she is deemed to be in the dating marketplace. I don't make the rules. I'm just stating what I hear, right? Most high value men don't want to date a girl who's had 100 lovers. Most women don't want to date a guy who's a virgin, right? So it's tough. And the societal norms are true. I think, again, you don't owe anyone an explanation or an answer when it comes to what you're doing in your sex life. But I do think that respecting your body and really making conscious decisions that are in line with what you really want, as opposed to feeling pressured to hook up with someone because you've gone on a number of dates with them. Like, I think that's the way to go about it. And just listening to yourself and understanding that, like, sex is a transfer of energy. It's an exchange of energy. And if you're going to let someone else's energy into your orbit that way, wouldn't it be so much better if that was someone that you really thought had great energy and that you really liked? I think yes. I don't think it's cool to just give yourself to everyone that way. That's why I am personally someone who likes to lead a more modest lifestyle. And like, you're not going to see photos of me on the internet that way. It's not in line with my values. So you have to do what's best for you. To answer most men's questions of like, is she hooking up with someone? If she's not, that should actually, in my opinion, make her more desirable to you as a guy, because it's like, wow, this woman really respects herself and is very discerning about who she chooses to do the most intimate thing with, as opposed to she must be weird if she's not hooking up with someone. Something must be wrong with her. Like, not necessarily. In fact, I think, you know, if a woman really respects herself, she's probably going to be, again, a lot more selective with who she chooses to be intimate with. With that, guys, we're going to jump to break. When we get back, we're going to talk about how to feel okay with yourself if you're not currently seeing someone and you're not being intimate with someone right now. Because I think that we're living in a society that's hypersexualized, and it's almost unfortunately looked at as weird if you're not bearing it all and you're not, hooking up with a bunch of people. It's sad, but that's actually where we're at in society. So stay with me and we'll talk about all that and more after the break. While we were on break, I couldn't help but think of this quote that I think really sums up the difference between men and women when it comes to sex. And that's that for men, sex is like pizza. When it's bad, it's still good. For women, it's like sushi. When it's bad, it sucks. You want to throw up. You are like, I never want sushi again. You have food poisoning. But when it's good, it's fantastic. It's Nobu. And I think it is so true. And the reason I bring it up is because going back to the voice note that came in, men can have bad sex and be very satisfied. And a lot of them need sex so bad that like they will, hook up with people and do it just so that they can do the deed. Whereas for women, it's like if you've ever hooked up with someone, you've had a casual either one night stand or something that, there wasn't really a connection with that person. Or even if you have had a connection and then you've hooked up with them, you're like, that was a really bad experience sexually. Then it can almost repel you to the point where you're like, I am good for the next 6 months. Like, I'm good. And I know plenty of women who've had that experience. So it just kind of shows the difference between male and female nature. And I think as women, if you're a woman, you're listening to this, there's a book I want you to read. It's a little bit of a vulgar title, but it truly changed my life and my outlook. And I recommend it to all my clients and best friends. And it is The Power of the Pussy. And the reason I love that book is because one of the only things that you can kind of keep a man's attention through is by withholding sex in the beginning stages of dating. And so if you are very much comfortable in your sexuality and you're comfortable having multiple partners, and that's something that's normal for you, I don't think that's a bad thing, depending on like the type of partner you're looking to date. Like some people are more bohemian that way, and some people are a little bit more just, I don't know, like they're just a little bit less rigid that way. They don't follow the standard rules, then that's fine. But I think that there's more good that comes out of being selective when it comes to the type of partner you choose to be intimate with than not selective. And I would say the same for men too. I mean, again, I know that men and women are different, but there are so many more risks that come with just having casual hookups with people. And if you really want a high value partner and you want someone who, you actually are compatible to and you are attracted to and you have the chemistry with, then being comfortable walking away from the instant gratification that sometimes comes with easy casual sex and the hookup culture that we live in, I think is actually going to make you more desirable to a high value partner who also respects themselves that way. Live a life where you value your body, you value the energy that you bring to the table. And when you recognize how much you bring to the table energetically and even physically, you're going to be more, I think, discerning with who you give yourself to. Like, you really need to know your worth. And if you feel that that is something you want to save for the right person, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Sadly, we're living in a society now where hookup culture is normalized. Sexualizing yourself on the internet is normal. In fact, it's rare to see the opposite. And having casual relationships that go nowhere, and you do the most intimate thing with someone that you barely know, that is almost applauded, I've seen in a lot of pop culture and society. And despite all that, if you are not comfortable with that, I implore you to just lean into what you are comfortable with. You don't have to do those things in order to be desirable. I actually think that it's a lot more rare and therefore unique and therefore desirable, and people value more when stuff is not easily handed to them. And so being the type of person who leads with good values and, isn't just willing to kind of put yourself out there that way because that's what everyone else is doing, I think that is a lot more unique. And I don't think you should just succumb to what everyone else is doing. I was watching this video on TikTok of this girl who I think she said she had sex with like 1,000 men in a day. So she was in the industry and then she had bought herself a Bugatti or a Lamborghini or something. And someone asked, how many people would you let drive your Lamborghini? And she was like, no one. And the point that I'm trying to make with that is she values the car more than her body. And that's unfortunately really, really common and sad in today's culture where like people, they just don't view themselves and their body and that as that like ability to be intimate with someone as something that is like the most special thing you could do with someone. Why is it that it is so common for everyone to have like casual hookups? Like, what does that say about where we're at as a people, as a culture? Why is it so common that women are putting their bodies, on Instagram or on OnlyFans or on the internet and wearing next to no clothing? I don't know, but I don't think that that's something to aspire to be. To me, that is someone who is usually lost inside. They don't have a purpose. They don't have a passion. I think it's so much sexier to have a brain and to have a personality and to have a passion that you're working toward. I think if the most interesting thing about you is that you've got a good body and you're able to be naked online, I just think that's sad. I don't know. And if men want to be with that, that's cool for them. Like, go do that. But that doesn't have to be what you as a woman choose to do. And if you want to lead a life where you're a lot more selective with who you choose to hook up with, I think that is something that like you should just stand by. What I also have seen a lot of though is women who sexualize themselves online, but then they're like celibate for years. To me, I get it. Like there's a big difference between taking a naked photo and actually like doing the deed with someone. But if you're really going to respect your body that way, I don't think that that is the type of behavior that is in line with those actions. Like everything in your life, I think how you do one thing is how you do everything. Everything in your life should be able to kind of like come together in harmony. And so if that's not like, look, for me, speaking for myself, I have an amazing body. I really do. I love the way that I look. I do. But that is something that like, I want to appreciate for myself. And if I'm going to have a partner, that's something that I'm going to save for them. That's not something that like the entire world and my hundreds of thousands of followers should see. I think. I just think that's gross. Like, so I guess where I'm going with this is lead a life of integrity. Don't feel like you have to do what everyone else is doing. If you want to have casual sex, have a hookup buddy. I have plenty of friends that have that. And it satisfies their needs, but then that's just one person. And make sure if you're going to do it with that one person that you have taken the necessary protocol to ensure that it's safe. Because if you're not going to be smart about it, it can be a life-altering, unfortunately, problem, whether it results in an STD or a pregnancy or God knows what. And once you're in those places, you cannot go back. So I guess where I'm trying to go with this is like, if you feel like you haven't gotten attention recently and you are seeking validation sexually, it might be because you are underdeveloped within yourself and you're not attracting the type of partner who's truly going to appreciate you that way. And so you're looking for easy, instant attention from everyone and everywhere else. But really, like the point I'm trying to drive home is it's okay to not want to give yourself to the world and not want to give yourself to everyone. And if that means being celibate for a few months, cool. Like, or a year, whatever long it takes, like, because you're holding out for the right person. I think that that's my opinion. I think that's better. But that's just me. Anyways, guys, we're going to jump to break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about OnlyFans, over sexualization of women, and My thoughts on it, because my thoughts might surprise you on this. I'm not pro it. I think it's unfortunately become a lot more prevalent in our society. And I implore you to go the opposite direction. So stay with me and we'll chat all that and more after the break. Thanks for staying with me, guys. So a topic that I am somewhat passionate about is just how unfortunately normalized things like OnlyFans have become and posting naked photos on Instagram have become. I saw a bunch of clips of Denise Richards and her daughter, Sammy Sheen, where they're talking about how they're both on OnlyFans now. I haven't seen her pictures on OnlyFans. I don't know what kind of photos she's posting, if they're super risque or if it's literally just like a photo of her toe or a selfie. I don't know. But look, it's very easy to want to, I think as a woman, you see that, you see the millions of dollars these women are bringing in. I've seen clips of other women applauding that. And, you know, how you make money, I think, is somewhat important, at least to me, and to most high value singles. It is important. It's not just about being wealthy. You can be wealthy selling drugs. You can be wealthy selling naked photos. You can be wealthy becoming a porn star. But is that respectable? I don't think so. I don't think so. My opinion, and I guess, you know, as someone who's in more of like high society, I go to a lot of galas. I'm in a lot of country clubs. I roll with a lot of very respectable people. I don't think that is interesting. I don't think it is respectable. You can be rich. You can drive a Lamborghini. You can live in a mansion. You can be a quote unquote self-made woman because you have an OnlyFans account that brings in millions of dollars. But for me, I would rather myself, which I have done, go to school, spend years getting a degree, and doing something that is a little bit more respectable in society. And you can disagree with that. You can say, fuck it. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to make 100K a year doing whatever. That's fine. I probably make more than most OnlyFans women do a month. But I've also chosen to go a path where like I use my brain and I try to be an example and a role model for women who want to make an honest dollar, want to go about things the right way. If I was 15 years old right now and I saw that, I would still choose the path that I chose. But unfortunately, we're seeing so much of that right now that that's becoming desirable because imagine this, like a lot of women want financial independence. And if what you're seeing is people on the internet, and I'll even go to the other extreme, like people like Kim Kardashian are applauded as a businesswoman, but let's not forget how she got there. Let's not forget how a lot of these women get there. And I'm not trying to knock their success, but what I am saying is like, what if we entertain the possibility that there's a better way to do it? What if we entertain a discussion around using your brain, developing your skills, reserving your sexuality for the people or the person in your life, hopefully one person who really deserves that. And to see that in you, as opposed to selling your sex because you're trying to get rich quick and you're trying to live this lifestyle. Because here's the other thing that most people don't tell you. Most people who are doing that, I'd say like 90 to 95%, are not even making the millions of dollars that the 5 to 10% are. So that's a whole other conversation. And the other conversation is, are men actually marrying those women at the end of the day? Are those women wearing a ring on their left ring finger from a respectable man? No, they're not. Most of them are not. So you could be bringing in millions of bucks a month, but show me your left ring finger and let's have a talk conversation about the men that are actually dating you, not hooking up with you, not trying to spoil you so that they can have a little fetish moment on vacation. But who are the men that are actually taking you seriously? Okay. I don't know too many. And yeah, I guess there are cases where like these women get knocked up by successful guys like rappers or athletes or whatever. If that's the kind of life you want, look, I'm not here to judge that choice. If that's your life desire, that's your life desire. For me personally, and the world that I'm in and the world that I aspire to be in, I don't respect it. I just don't. And no one's going to convince me that it's respectable. I don't care if someone has more zeros in their bank account than me, if the way that they got them was by opening their legs to the world, not going to do it. I don't recommend you do it. I think there are other ways you can make a lot of money. And the people that I personally look up to, the women that I look up to, are women who create their own brands and sell those brands, or who are, in relationships with men that truly cherish them, or, women who just respect themselves. And it's a different level. Not all wealth is created equally. And for me, I'm only able to speak for myself, but if you're watching this and you are like, you hate your job, you feel broke, you feel like you're not making enough money as a woman, and you're seeing that avenue and you're like, well, I could just download OnlyFans and I could just, post naked photos online. You could, but what's the long-term vision there? Because you got to think about the long term. What kind of man do you want to end up with? What kind of life do you want to end up in? Yeah, there are a select few women who I guess are able to rebrand out of that, but nobody forgot that Kim Kardashian made a sex tape. Or like Bianca Censori, right? I think I saw that she's in a divorce settlement now and she might get half of his wealth. Even if she ends up with $1 billion for walking a red carpet naked, that's not someone that I respect. That's not someone that I admire. If I had a daughter, I would not want my daughter to end up like that. And so just because someone is making quick cash from that doesn't mean that they're going to have a better life than you. And if that is what you're seeing and you're contemplating doing that, contemplate another way. Maybe entertain the possibility that you have the skills and you have what it takes to make that money without also exposing yourself sexually and physically and putting yourself in an uncomfortable position to get there. There are women who are self-made billionaires. There are women who are married to incredible men and who go about it in a more respectable, elegant, sophisticated fashion. And I think any man who's truly respectable is going to choose the woman who respects herself. And so I guess the point I'm trying to make is I'm not necessarily trying to use this podcast to like bash the women who've made those choices. I know it kind of sounds that way. I personally, though, have always wanted to do it a different way. Like I think there's a conversation that needs to be had about making your own money as a woman by not sexualizing yourself. Why do we think so little of ourselves and our skill set that we don't have enough faith that we can get there without using our sexuality? It's so sad to me that that's the example that young women have right now, is, these women who look like they have it all and they're being applauded in pop culture for making all this money. I think it's a sad life. It's not in line with my ethos. It's not the type of culture that I subscribe to personally. And so I don't buy products from people who I don't really feel share my values. I just don't. I don't, and maybe you can call me extreme, but like if someone does contribute to society in a way that I think is negative, I'm not going to buy their products. It's not in line with the culture I'm trying to, I want to be a part of. So I don't buy into it. I don't follow those people on social media. Because every follow and every dollar you give them, you're rewarding the culture you don't want to be a part of. Just because everyone on the internet appears to be sexualizing themselves doesn't mean that that's what you have to do to get a respectable man's attention. Showing up, using your brain, creating a life that's truly impressive through the skills that you develop and the way that you move and groove, I think is worth pursuing. It might take you a little longer, but it doesn't mean it's impossible. And again, you got to think about the long term. Where are those women going to be 10 years from now when their looks have faded, when they're ran through, when the, swaggy dudes are done with them? Where are those women going to be 10 years from now? Could you get to the same point 10 years from now that they are or farther by not doing that? Because those photos live on the internet forever. And I think the answer is yes. I think you, as a woman, if you're listening, like you got to bet on yourself a bit. You got to like be willing to take the road less traveled and have confidence in it, have faith in it. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be different. And again, I don't personally view those types of women as admirable or respectable. I will happily be respectful in person if I'm around them, but I'm not impressed. Put it that way. I'm not impressed. You know who I'm impressed by? My role models. That's the kind of woman that I aspire to be like a Neri Oxman. Like she was an MIT professor. I think she taught at Harvard. She received a ton of funding that she earned on her own to do this. I think she's like an architect and she uses like biology. So it's like a biological architect. I don't know. She's so smart that it's like above my IQ level. And she still married a billionaire. And so, like, to me, that's a more respectable trajectory than a girl who is on OnlyFans, is getting attention from rappers and athletes and CEOs, but like is just over-sexualizing herself. Or even if you're not and you're like making that money on your own, I just personally don't think that it's impressive. I care more about what someone has to think or what someone has to say, their opinions, how they lead their life. Ladies, pick your role models wisely. And guys, if you're listening to this, like when you pick a woman to partner up with, I want you to ask yourself as a guy, would I want my future daughter to be like this person? If the answer is no, get out now. If your girlfriend is posting naked photos online and you don't want your future daughter to be doing that, why are you dating that woman? Honestly, it's so difficult when you're in it to like come up for air, but you have to think about things this way because the person you partner up with is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. So make that decision wisely. If the partner you're with is not someone who's intelligent, they're not a go-getter, and you don't want your kids to be that way, you shouldn't be picking a partner like that. And so my point in all of this is really just lead a life that you would want the next generation to look up to and be like, yeah, I want to be like that. Like, think about your legacy, think about your future children if you want children, and then think about the type of person that you are and the type of person you want to partner up with. And if there is a disconnect, something's got to give. I just want to just reiterate that, like, I don't think it's cool to sexualize yourself online. I don't think it's cool to give your body to the world. I think that it's a lot more impressive when someone is willing to work on their skills, work on their mind, and add actual value to this world in a way that doesn't, I think, rot it. I think that men have become so used to seeing this stuff that like it's unfortunately worse in dating culture. And so like if you don't want, you know, the kinds of guys who are just always looking for that novelty that way, then become the kind of woman that isn't that way. Like don't actually feed into the trend, go the opposite direction. We unpacked a lot. A lot of it was just my opinion. You can take it or leave it. But I think the reason this podcast is called High Value Dating is because ultimately you're trying to find a high value partner, and high value partners date differently, they move differently. And so you have to hold yourself to a higher standard in this world, because the standard is unfortunately really low right now. And so just keep your sights set on where they're meant to be. Don't give in to just the easiness that you see online, because there is a price that comes with that, and that price might not be immediate. But think long term, think long game. Okay. I'll talk to you guys in my next episode. Make sure you give it a rating or a review if you're listening to this episode on Spotify or Apple. And please subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Pioneer.